When you buy or lease your next car, you might be required to pay a monthly or yearly subscription fee to activate some of its features. Consumer man Herb Weisbaum, a contributing editor at checkbook.org, looks at what's coming down the road.
Dimitri, automakers are looking for ways to increase revenue beyond sales, financing, and repairs, and subscription services fit the bill. Most car companies now offer a subscription package of some type, whether it's satellite radio, enhancements to the entertainment system, or a connectivity package like OnStar and BlueLink that provide roadside assistance and concierge services. But until recently, most of these subscriptions did not relate to the functioning of the vehicle. Paul Eisenstein, the publisher and editor-in-chief of the DetroitBureau.com, an automotive web magazine, told Checkbook, some automakers are now banking on subscriptions.
In some cases, you may pay to download a service or a feature that wasn't available when you bought the car, or to keep an individual feature working. So, for example, a number of automakers are getting ready to launch all sorts of hands-free driving systems. Tesla with the next generation autopilot, General Motors with Super Cruise and Ultra Cruise. And to use those systems, you're going to have to pay a monthly fee.
Car makers say these subscriptions for self-driving features are warranted because they'll need to be constantly updated. But again, it's a constant revenue stream for the automakers.
So how much money are we talking about for these subscriptions?
Well, I looked online, Dimitri, and currently most run between $80 and close to $1,000 a year. And some of the self-driving services coming down the road could be much more than that.
Wow. As you note in your Checkbook story, car makers could face a backlash unless they're careful about how they start adding these subscription services.
Yeah, Toyota owners were in an uproar when they discovered that when their complimentary subscription to the automaker's Remote Connect services expires after 3 years in some cases, 10 years in others, the remote start feature on their key fob no longer works unless they pay a subscription of $8 a month or $80 a year. As I said, that didn't go over very well. And the last we heard, Toyota is, quote, reviewing its decision.
Now, the idea of having a feature in the car, maybe driving assist or advanced voice recognition that can be turned on and off by the manufacturer through the subscription, is that not quite a radical idea?
Boy, it sure is. And it makes clear and meaningful disclosure absolutely critical to prevent customer confusion and deceptive sales practices. And this will be needed when the car is first sold and then the original owner resells the vehicle. There are so many unanswered questions and possible pitfalls related to automotive subscription services that could be resolved with rules for everyone selling a vehicle if they were required to follow it. Just a few that came to mind. What happens when you sell the car? How do you make sure the new buyer is properly informed that certain systems on that vehicle won't work unless they pay a subscription fee? Will used car dealers need to have you sign a separate disclosure form? Will an active subscription roll over to the next owner until it expires, or will it be shut off by the manufacturer once the car is sold? And what if the manufacturer stops supporting the feature? An internet browser is one thing, steering technology is quite another. The executive director of the Consumer Federation of America told Checkbook that he wants to see the federal government step in and require a list of conditions and costs for subscriptions written in plain English to be provided to buyers at the time of purchase.
Consumer man Herb Weisbaum with Checkbook.org. You can read a lot more about this at WTOP.com. Search cars.